こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp で猫星人ステッカー新しく公開すると思いますので、そちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。あと、
It's glow in the dark
だっけ、人類救済 T シャツ、おかげさまでほぼ完売。あの、一旦完売になったんだけど、ちょっとエラーで XL が1個残ってたらしいので、またストアに戻っていますけど、それが最後の1枚です。皆さん本当にありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
1個目、ニューヘイブン大学で講師をしている男性がツイッターで、エプソンのインクジェットプリンターの一部機種は一定期間使用すると作動しなくなる設定が元から組み込まれていると指摘し、ニューヨークの消費者権利団体 Fight to Repair が懸念を示すなど話題となっています。エプソンは公式ウェブサイトのサポートページにて、インクパッドの消耗によってインク漏れのリスクが生じる可能性があるため、一定年数が経過するとプリンタが作動しなくなる設計になっていると説明しており、一定期間使用すると部品の寿命が来ました、修理してくださいとのメッセージが出て、プリンタ自体が使えなくなります。メッセージが出た場合、消費者にはエプソンのケアセンターに連絡するか、リサイクルに出して新品を買うかの2択が与えられていますが、エプソンは公式サイトで後者を勧めています。
A professor working at New Haven University has pointed out on Twitter that his Epson inkjet printer is apparently pre-programmed to stop working after a certain period of time, getting the attention of users online as well as New York's Fight to Repair consumer rights group. On Epson's support page on their official website, it states that the ink pads in the printer wear out over time, potentially resulting in an ink leakage. To avoid this, the lifetime of the product is limited. In this case, the following message is shown on screen. A part inside your printer is at the end of its service life. Service is required. Once this message appears, consumers can either contact the Epson Care Center or recycle the printer and buy a new one. Epson recommends the latter option on their website.
So, まあ、最近この数年 Fight to Repair って言って、 EU とかも結構進めてるんだよね。その消費者が修理をする権利っていうものをもうちょっと、保証しないといけませんねみたいな。なんだけどさ、このエプソンが、まあ、サイト見ると理由としてインク漏れのリスクがあるっていうのと、私たちは常にベストなクオリティの印刷を提供したいんですっていうことを言ってるんだよね。
うん、
ベストなクオリティの印刷を提供できないプリンターはもうロックしてしまいたいみたいな。ただその、そろそろインクパッドを変えないといけないよってことを知らせてくれるだけだったら普通に親切なんだけど、まあ、さっきまで普通に使ってて故障も何もしてないのに急にハードウェアがロックされるみたいなっていうのはちょっとどうなんだろうみたいな、うん、なんかベストなクオリティじゃなくても別にいいんだけどっていう消費者もいるだろうしとかね。で、まあ、エプソンはこう修理にお金かかるし、他の部品も古くなってるだろうから新しく買った方がいいですよみたいなのを勧めていて、まあ、これはその、ね、サーキュラーエコノミーとかそういう修理する権利とかそういうのとはちょっと逆行してますよねみたいな。でこれが本当のエプソンタイマ
ー。うん。Is that a reference to the original?
Yeah.
Sonyタイマー。
かわいそう。そう、ソニーかわいそうなんだけど、
うん、
ただまあ to be fair、2016年からあのエプソンがメンテナンスボックスっていう何手法に切り替えてる機種があって、要はそのこのインクパッドを自分で交換していくことが前提の仕様になってるんだよね。
うん、
だそれ全部の機種なのか私ちょっとよく分かんなかったんだけど、ただまあ古い機種とか、まあ、もしかしたら今も一部の機種ではこのインクパッドがサチュレートしちゃうともうプリンターが使えなくなるっていう。
I read that this was also an issue with HP and、
うん、そうなんだ。
Affected customers were rewarded with $5 million worth of I think future HP printer products。
いらんありすぎ。
It's like $5 million. Like, that's not... Isn't that way more than a lifetime's worth? That's like your great, 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 great grandchildren are getting free HP printers. So that was a bit strange. And also, Samsung has these laser printers where this message will just pop up saying that the imaging drum needs to be replaced and then it won't work anymore. But people that have found workarounds for it have had that printer work for twice as long or longer.
Okay.
So it's that seems to also be an example of programmed obsolescence.
で、そう、これもサイトを見ても一定期間っていうのが何年なのか目安が書いてないからちょっと不明なんだよね。で、Mac 使ってる人はもうオプションがないんだけど、 Windows 使ってる人は一旦そのインクパッドの寿命をマニュアルでリセットできるらしいので、一回だけリセットできて、そうするとちょっと寿命が伸ばせるんだけど、そのちょっとがどれぐらいの期間なのかっていうのも書いてないから、ユーザーにとってはその次元爆弾みたいな、もういつまた使えなくなるかわからんみたいな状態で使わないといけなくなっちゃうっていう、だから、ただ YouTube ではこれを自分で交換する方法を紹介してる人がたくさんいて、まあ、見てみたんだけど結構簡単なんだよね。本当3分とか5分ぐらいあればできるみたいな感じ。
Do you have a printer?
でも No。
You don't have a printer?
私プリンターを買ったことがないんだよね。なんかインクとか高いじゃん。
Ever?
で別にプリントする必要ない。
I have to print stuff all the time.
実家にはあったけど、まああとほらオフィスがあったからさ、あの会社で別にねプリントしちゃえばいいやっていう。
But since then, no need to print? If you needed to print something right now, what would you do?
あの夫の会社でプリントしてもらうか、あのプリント屋さんに行ってわざわざお金を払ってプリントしてる、あの何、息子の学校ので何かサインしなきゃいけない。
Wait, What's my printer?
何だった？エプソンだった？
Hold on, ちょっと見えない。 It's Epson.
あ、本当？
I actually like this printer though.
でもどっち？メンテナンスボックス式か、その自分では買えない仕様かって知らない？どっちか。
I have no idea.
あ、わかんないか。
This is a very cheap printer. It's like 7,000 yen or 8,000 yen or something. And they make the money on this ink that is so expensive. But then I just buy third party ink. And so overall, I'm not really spending.Much money. It allows the third party ink, which I really appreciate. I don't know how these printer businesses are surviving, you know, without the ink margins, but.
で、一応ね、修理ももちろんエプソン提供してるんだけど、日本だと機種によって違うけど、7000円から、まあ、一番高いと2万円超えるような書き方をされてんだよね。そうすると今マイケルもプリンター自体が7000円ぐらいだったって言ってるから、まあ新しく買った方が安いような印象を受けるんだけど、一番下にめっちゃちっちゃい字で注意事項が何個も書いてあって、よくよく見るとインクパッド交換のみの場合は4400円ですって書いてあるのね。だからこうパッと見だけだと、あ、高いって思わせといて実は半額みたいなそれもちょっと分かりにくいような書かれ方になってるし、まあそもそも4400円払わなくても YouTube 見れば多分誰でも自分できちゃうっていう。
There are a lot of different aspects of this right to repair issue. One is the most obvious, I guess, is contrived durability, like things that are designed to fail after a certain amount of time. Say a washing machine or something, or automobiles. This was the case for the American automobile industryuntil Japan really started taking over with their reliable vehicles and forced the domestic automakers to change that. there's repair prevention, either because the cost is prohibitively high or high relative to the cost of a new thing, like the printer example you just mentioned. And then there's also specialized tooling. So the iPhone has these special screws on it, for example, or certain automobiles are designed in a way that you can't work on them unless you have special tools that yeah. those dealers have.
Yeah, so EU とイギリスまさに今年その辺を多分あのどうにかしようとしてて、まあ、基本は家電がメインだと思うんだけど、今言ったみたいにそもそも修理できない作りをやめましょうとか、うん、あのまあ、修理サービスをもっと分かりやすい形で提供するとか、修理に誘導する、新しく買った方がいいですよとかいうのをやめて、もうちょっと修理を簡単にできる作りにするとか、まあ、部品がそもそも取り外せないものとかはやめましょうとか、
うん、
あとはだから製造中止になった後部品も作るのやめちゃうと修理ができなくなっちゃうから、部品は少なくとも7年から10年ぐらいは作り続けてくださいねとか、今年なんかバイデンも多分なんかメンションしてたよね、 Right to repair についてもうちょっとどうにかしましょうみたいな。 Well, he just I don't really know, but I think he said something like they need to work on it or something.
It's a very difficult issue. A lot of things that we use have become inherently more difficult to repair or service. iPhones, laptops, a lot of things for good reasons. So, like, a lot of the internals of modern laptops are soldered in order to save space and improve the efficiency. Components yeah. are integrated in a way that you can't replace them, which improves, you know, size, performance, and efficiency. So there, it's very difficult. I would say it's a very bad idea to have some government authorities dictate how things should be designed in an innovative space for that reason.
Well, so 最初のフォーカスはね、だからディッシュワッシャーとか洗濯機とか、そういうものだった気がする。で、あの、いやだから安かろう悪かろうみたいな、そのちょっと使ったら壊れちゃうみたいな。あのそういうのをそもそもやめていきましょうねみたいな。そう、例えばまあブランドに、例えばパタゴニアとかね有名だけど、ジャンスポとか、
うん、
こうウォランティー、ガランティーとかがあって、あの持ってったら直してくれますよみたいなのを最初から推してるブランドって結構あるじゃん。あのまあ高級ブランドとかもそういうインハウスで修理してるとこ結構あるし、あとジッポとか、そういうだから、ね、元はもしかしたらあのデュラブルにするために安くはないかもしれないけど、その代わり何十年とか同じものを使うことを前提にしてるみたいな。
Do you think more businesses should have a guarantee? Or how can like what sort of policy would even make sense to address this problem without causing new problems? There are a lot of liability issues too. So like, remember I brought up the fan, that the fan yeah. is completely fine. It just needed to be cleaned and
yeah, yeah. like
a little work be done on it. And yeah. I was supposed to stop using that fan in 2012, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But it works completely fine because it's just an electric motor.
Yeah.
But if you leave that responsibility up to the consumer, that fan may catch on fire and burn their house down. And then the right. fan manufacturer would get sued. So to prevent liability, they have to tell you to stop using the fan after a certain date. You know, because the only alternative is that you disassemble an electric motor, which is also a liability issue. If you don't unplug it, you might electrocute yourself. You know, so
right.
I think a lot of the reasons why things are more difficult or we're prevented from repairing things is the liability issue.
Right. まあ、だから何年その使用耐年年数みたいなのがあるわけじゃん。 これぐらいだったら耐久できますみたいな、そこを超えた場合はもう自己責任ですみたいなことをもう言っとくとか、例えばこのエプソンなんて そもそも最初に言ってない、顧客に言ってないか、まあ、どっかにベリーになってるわけだよね、
うん、
それを分かってないで買っちゃってるとか、それはまあ確かにどうにか、ね、簡単にできるっちゃできると思うし、あとそもそも修理できない作りにわざとしてるみたいな、こうパーツが外れないとかさ、
うん、
そういうのはそれはそれで簡単に変えられると思うし、なんかEU は一応ゴールがあるんだよね。2050年までになんかサーキュラーエコノミーをもっと活性化させましょうみたいな、具体的にどういうことなのか分かんないんだけど、まあ、とにかくこれがそれの一環みたいな感じ、
うん、
でも確かにこっちに来てサーキュラーエコノミー感は普通に道歩いててもあるというか、日本よりはなんだろう、チャリティーショップとか古着屋さんとか古本屋さんがすごいいっぱいその辺中にあるし、あと道に置いてあるんだよね、いろんなもんがあげますよっていう意味で、みんな家でもう子供がいらなくなったおもちゃとか服とか靴とか何でもいいんだけど、とにかくその道端に置いてあるの持ってっていいですよみたいな。
I see that here quite a bit and there's、really? so many yeah there are a lot of like there are shops that just put stuff out and they're literally it was right there, it's like we don't need these, like you can just take it
I've never seen that.
There are a lot of used clothes store, used clothing stores here, all over the place. And
what I mean is, like, it's just everywhere. As in, it's not targeted for people who like furugi. It feels like in Japan, there are certain types of people that like the furugi style. Like, it's targeted towards certain people. But here it's more like, なんか一般的に浸透してるっていうか、you know, 老若男女。It's not like, oh, this 古着おしゃれ style, or oh, you go to Harajuku and there are tons of 古着. Like, that's fine, but it feels like, もうちょっとなんだろう、一般的っていうか。So that's the difference that I've seen.
Well, one thing that,I really appreciate here that I think doesn't exist anywhere else is that people treat stuff with tremendous respect. And as a diehard Yahoo auction user, just auctions generally, it is incredible how much old stuff has been kept in just immaculate condition with the user manual, with the box, you know, and it's like,It's like it's new, even though this person was using it for years and years. In the U.S. is probably the opposite of this, where things are just thrashed. And to find something that is used that you would want is quite rare, because everything is just so used, you know?
Yeah, I think, まあ歴史がね、すごい長い国とかだとある程度、まあ、京都とかもそうです、イギリスもそうだけど、その古いお家とか、アンティークの家具とかそういうものをずっと直して大事に使っていくっていうことに価値を置くみたいなさ、そういう文化がある程度あると、まあ、そういうアップサイクルとかそういう、まあ、金継ぎとかもそうじゃん、結構海外でも流行ってたりするけど、ね、そういうのがいいねっていう風に捉える社会なのかなと思うけど。
What about?
So, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to change the topic and talk about our TV situation because I thought it was kind of funny. But
oh, I wanted to ask you about what you think about perceived obsolescence. The obsolescence.
Perceived?
Yeah, it's called perceived obsolescence. I don't know if that's the best word for it, but there's a design aspect of obsolescence where people don't want the old design, not because of its functionality, but because of its appearance. And so for something to be fashionable, it also needs to be like the newest thing. And so this is why like iPhone after iPhone, they make sure that the design is distinctive, that they change it. Even if there is no reason to change the external design, they need people to be able to see. The same for Mercedes and BMW. You need to recognize that that's a Mercedes, right? But you also need to recognize that that's the newest Mercedes. And the fashion, the styling change is only to communicate that it is the newest. That's all it does, you know? And that creates obsolescence of the non-newest designs.
Yeah, but... そうね、まあ、ただ若者、今これ聞いてどう思うか分かんないけど、私が見てる限り、あの街中とかインスタとか、結構やっぱそういう古着とか昔のスタイルをかっこいいみたいな、あの逆にそれがノベルティみたいな、そういう意味で、あの親の服を着るとか、あのそれこそ古着屋さんに行って昔っぽいのを探すとか、あの新しいっていうよりはなんかこう古いものを使って自分のスタイルを作るみたいな、それが結構流行ってるのかなっていう印象を受けていて、そういう意味ではすごいエコっていうか。
だからその例えば、Don't you think most of that... Sorry, go ahead.
でも例えばブランドものとかでもさ、もう今年の秋の新作を買うのが一番いいとかっていうよりは、そのヴィンテージ、あのおばあちゃんが使ってたやつとかで今は逆に売ってないとかさ、そういうのを持ってる子も結構多いし。
Right, I do think that's probably less than 1% of the, or probably a lot less than that of the clothing people are wearing. Clothing is,
well, clothing
consumable.
People, like if you look at the fashion industry, yes, of course they try to sell you all the new shit, butthe trend that I've seen here and on the internet is quite different from when I was young, where, you know, you have to, there's constantly this hayari and you have to buy new stuff. I'm sure it's still there too, because, you know, there's Zara and everything. But I do see this trend, which is quite nice, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if clothing, you know, if people are wearing like members only jackets and bringing back sort of old styles and making use of old clothing, I think that's pretty positive. But I mean, right now it's like, it's so hot that you can only wear stuff that's consumable. So like sort of t-shirts and stuff that get worn out and you have to throw away. What do you think of this perceived obsolescence? I mean, it's a cultural phenomenon.
I suppose. For sure, right? I mean, it feels like I'm somewhat outside of it when it comes to these, like, computers and iPhones and stuff.
Well, it's like very subconscious. I think we're all affected by it, you know?
Yeah, to some extent, for sure, but... I think it's harder when you're in school, maybe, or in a company or something, when you live in a group. Then maybe you feel that kind of a peer pressure more than, you know, someone who's outside of the group. I don't know. I've said this many times, but I really don't like buying new computers, new iPhones. I always end up doing that when my husband pressures me into doing it. Yeah, I just feel bad.
Oh, there's another kind of obsolescence. I forgot. Systemic obsolescence. Where
systemic.
You're part of a larger system, a larger, I don't know, ecosystem of products and services that requires you to upgrade because of like a format change or something.
Right.
So like, let's say you bought an MD player. Well,
right.
You're sort of left in the dust. You have to upgrade to a CD player, and then you have to upgrade to an MP3 player.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could still use an MD player if you really wanted to, but it's like the USB port thing too.
Yeah.
You know, so if you...
そうね。まあ、昔はゲーム機とかもそうだったもんね。Yeah. プレステ1のやつは2ではできないとかさ。
うん。
まあ、当然2のやつは1でできないしとか。So.
Actually, the PlayStation 2 had this sort of a Sony timer issue where the laser that would read the disc would get weaker over time.And so you had to either do more polishing of your discs or there was this whole operation you could do where you kind of take it apart and you adjust the height of the laser.
Hmm.
And if you adjusted the height of the laser in the PS2, just bring it a little closer, the games would start working again.
Hmm.
So I actually took a broken PS2 and I was like, this got to be the laser issue.I just adjusted the laser and then it worked. But there are so many PlayStation 2s that got thrown away where they could have just adjusted the laser.
Yeah.
Because those consoles weren't really having other fatal issues. It was just like this laser issue later on. The discs became more difficult to read.
Hmm.うちの家族で考えるとやっぱおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代からうちの親の世代ですごいシフトがあって、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代はもう結構ずっとさ同じものを使ってる、まあ、もちろん戦争の世代だし、
うん、
でも親の世代になると急にその修理する方が高いから新しいものを買った方がいいみたいな価値観がめちゃくちゃ浸透してて、まあ別にいいじゃん捨てればみたいな、
うん、
で多分私たちの世代でちょっと良くなって下の方がもっとマシなんじゃないかなと私は思ってるけど、そう、まあ、その揺り戻しみたいな。
What washing machine do you have right now?
I don't know, some German one or whatever that came with the house.
Is it two separate drums?
Yeah.
Oh no. And those German ones.
I think it's German. I actually don't know because it came at the house.
They're probably German, which is fine, I guess. But I've been using the same washing machine since 2007, I think.
Mm.
Doramushiki washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And I've needed to have it, can't talk, repaired once, and it was like it's like Hassan or something. It was like really cheap to fix it.
Yeah.
Apparently all the models made after mine break more and break sooner. So it's like they made this really good washing machine, because my parents have a much newer model and it sucks, the thing breaks all the time. And I was reading onlineAnd it's like the model that I have is like a really good washing machine. And the newer models are worse. And part of me wonders, is like, did they forget how to make it? Or are they, they realized they could sell more?
Because
I haven't paid this company any money.
Yeah.
Like, since I bought it. I mean, there was the small repair. But if it had broken down, I might have bought another one.
Yeah.
You know, so... I don't know.
Yeah, I was on a similar boat in Tokyo. うち washing machine がこうスペシフィック大きさじゃないと入らないみたいな。こうもう洗面所になんかこうちっちゃい真四角の穴があってそこにはまるやつしか入らないみたいな。だけど近年そのサイズがもうないから、もう今使ってるやつを使い続けないといけないっていうもうトラップで。でそれがもう本当に壊れて全く使えませんってなっちゃったらもうちょっと軽く工事しないといけないぐらいの洗面所、なんか無理やりずっともう3回ぐらい修理したかな、で ずっとそれに同じ洗濯機にすがりついてるみたいな感じだった日本では。
Wait, you didn't end up replacing it?
No. So my dad lives there now, so he's still using that.
Well, if it works, I guess. Maybe when it breaks, you can...
Yeah. We really need to hang on to that the washer. お願いしますみたいな。Because I don't want to do the koji. It's crazy.
Right.
Like, I would have to do the koji, and I would have to buy the new washing machine, right? Which is not cheap, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
テレビの話。
いやだからあの引っ越す前にさ引っ越すと思わなくてソニーのテレビを買っちゃってたじゃん。The huge TV that I've mentioned a couple times on the show. で、まあどうせ地上波は日本でもイギリスでも見ないし、Netflix とかディズニープラスとかしか見ないんだから、まあ、スマートテレビだから国関係ないじゃんと思って、この話したっけ？
したよね。
したか。あ、OK。でも新しく買った話したっけ？それで。でサムスンのテレビを買ったんだよ、それで。そしたら UI がさめっちゃ良くて、ソニーのテレビよりもめちゃくちゃ快適で。
うん。
I was like、でしかもね YouTube が入ってない。あ、入れられるとは思うんだけどデフォルトで入ってなくて。
Which？ソニー。
あ、サムスンの今のやつね。だからあの息子にとっても最高っていうか、もう YouTube 完全に忘れた。
Are you, is it going to be okay? Is Samsung a good brand? We did mention the laser printer.
いやでも一応ね私買う前に宮川さんにメールしたの。どのテレビがいいですかって。でこれがおすすめですって教えてくれて。まあ、それと全く同じじゃなかったかもしれないけど、まあ近いようなモデル。
Is it OLED or
yeah.
what are they calling it?
Yeah.
QLED?
OLED.
Or?
OLED.
So is the Does Samsung
nice.
make displays? I don't know if they do.
I don't know.
They might. But LG makes a lot of the displays, but Sam, I don't know. I can't remember.
やっぱ UI がさ、いやだからテレビは日本のがいいみたいな、こう私は先入観にとらわれすぎてソニーを買ったわけだけど、スマートテレビってことを踏まえた上で考えると、日本のじゃない方がいいような、なんかスマホとかさ別に日本製のわざわざ変わんないじゃん。
Well, there's only one, which is Foxconn.
So やっぱ使いやすいんだよね。だからいや、そうだからソニーのテレビどうしたらいいか分かんなくて今屋根裏に置いてあるから超もったいないんだけど。
So you have two giant TVs?
Yes. Yeah. It's so stupid.だからこれ言ったよね。なんでソニーがダメだとか話したよね、ちゃんと。それを言わないとみんながさ、なんでか分かんない。だから
テレビの、giant TVs.
テレビの設定が日本から変えられないんだよね、信じられないことに。ソニーのテレビは。だから海外に引っ越さないことを 100% 前提にされちゃってるから、テレビの設定が日本から固定で変えれないから、イギリスのアプリが入れられないんだよね。BBC iPlayer とか。かつネットの位置、
い
や見たいじゃん。だけどネットの位置情報的にはイギリスになってて、それは当然 VPN 入れないと変えられないから、 TVer とか日本のアプリも使えない。イギリスのアプリも使えないし日本のアプリも使えないっていう、もうダブルバインド地獄みたいな。で VPN 入れるともうクソ重くなって全然もう役に立たないっていう。
I think TVsI could be completely wrong about this, but I feel like TVs suck and monitors are much better. And it makes more sense to have a very good monitor and invest in that. And you can use the monitor, like the specifications on monitors in terms of just the image quality, the frame rate, these sorts of things are just much better than they tend to be on TVs, which have, I don't know.Maybe max 30 or 60 frames per second. And, I mean, most of the time it doesn't matter, but I don't know. It depends what you're doing. I don't know what my point is.
So,
people should consider getting a nice monitor instead and just watching everything through their computer if you don't watch TV. Also, if you buy a TV, you get the NHK people trying to come into your apartment.
まあでも便利だけどね、今買ってみて、やっぱ BBC Beast とかそういう子供向けのいい番組もあるし、まあ Yesterday チャンネルとかさ、あの、まあ動物の番組とか息子は見れるから、それも助かるし。いや、で、しかも今回買ったやつは私ちゃんとあのチェックしたんだけど、買う前に国の設定を変えられるの、ちゃんと。
うん。
もう国を変えられないってすごくない？私びっくりしちゃったんだけど。
We've been dealing with that since forever, with the region blocking on consoles, on DVDs, on all kinds of crap.
DVD とかはそうだけどさ。
The DVD player with your computer, you could only change it up to like 5 times. Do you remember this stupid rule?
でもそれはなんか私の中では昔の話であって、iPhone とかさ、パソコンとか別に region 簡単に変えられるわけじゃん。スマートテレビでスマートテレビって言ってし、Google テレビなんだからさ、国ぐらい変えれるのは当たり前だと思い込んでいた私が間違いでしたみたいな。いや、anyway、次、先週水曜日、スタビリティ AI 社がテキストからさまざまな画像や絵を生成できる AI、Stable Diffusion のベータ版を公開しました。これは画像とテキストの組み合わせ1億2000万件分のデータセット、Lion Aesthetic で訓練されたもので、人間のアーティストが制作したようにしか見えないクリエイティブな画像を大量に生み出すことが可能です。スタビリティ AI 社は、今回の人工知能が生成できる絵のスタイルとして、現代の実在のアーティストの名前を数百名分挙げて宣伝に使っているほか、人工知能がアーティストのロゴと見られるものを模倣しているケースも見られ、著作権への懸念の声が上がっています。また、DALL-E 2と違い、著名人の画像がフィルターされていないため、著名人の顔を使ったフェイク画像を作成することも可能で、テッククランチによると、ディスコードではすでに性的な画像や中国の台湾侵攻など問題のあるさまざまな画像が生成されているとのことです。
Last week on Wednesday, a company called Stability AI launched a public beta of an AI image generation service called Stable Diffusion, which converts a text prompt into images. The technology is trained on a data set of 120 million images and text called the Lion Aesthetic and generates images which look like they were created by human artists. However, Stability AI has received some criticism for using the names of hundreds of artists to communicate Stable Diffusion's ability to emulate art styles. It has also created a logo similar to an existing artist's logo, raising copyright concerns. Furthermore, unlike DALL-E 2, prompts containing public figures are not filtered, meaning deepfake images of celebrities can be created. According to TechCrunch, sexual images as well as images of China invading Taiwan have already been generated and distributed on platforms like Discord.
そう、テッククランチが、あの、ボリス・ジョンソンが武器を持っているみたいなテキストで、
I saw that one. I like that one.
だからもう要は文字だけで誰でもディープフェイクが作り放題になっちゃってんだよね。
うん。
だから誰々がセックスしてるとか誰々が裸とか書けば、もう超リアルな画像が何種類も何種類も出てくるっていう。だからそれがもう戦争とかデモの画像とかも大量にも作られてて本物にしか見えないから、まあ、それが誰でも、ね、テキストベースで作れちゃうってなるとかなり危ういよねっていう。
Do you think governments will use this?
いやだから government もそうだしもうだって誰でもねアクセスできちゃうから、まあ、そういうディープフェイク問題が一つと、もう一つはそのディズニーのシネマトグラフィーのディレクターの人があのツイッターで言ってたやつだと、もうこれからかこれがオープンソースになる予定だから、あの好きなデータセットで自分だけの画像を作ることができる。だからそこで、
うん、
アーティストが自分の絵をそこには含めないでくれってお願いしたところで、もうキリがないか無理だよねっていう。自分の作品が勝手にそうやってデータセットとして使われちゃうっていうのを止める術がない全くない、
うん、
でさらに今回はだからこういう アーティストたちのスタイルみたいなのができますよって宣伝にまさに使っちゃってるから、まあ、その人たち、ね、そのアーティストたちに別にお金入るわけでもなんでもないし、ただただ取られちゃってるみたいな。
So, what do you think are the implications here?
ね、でもなんかもうどうしようもないというか、どう、まあ、このディズニーの人が言ってるように、そのもうキリがないことになっちゃうよね。止められないじゃん、まあ、そんなお願いしたところでっていう。だからどうするんだろうみたいな。
What do you think we should do?
I have no idea。 まあこの、 あのディープフェイク問題は別にね、ダリーみたいにフィルターすればいいんだと思うけど、その人のアートで訓練してるもの、それに使われてもいいか使われてもよくないかってさ。
DALL-E 2 is using images from artists without their permission, right?
Yeah, yeah. そう。だから今回 DALL-E 2はやってない、まあ、やってるっていうのを見たことないんだけど、今回やっぱワーターマークみたいなのがついてる、つけてんだよね、AI が。
うん。
だから明らかにそのね、誰かの著作物をベースにしてるから、あ、ここにこういうものをつけるんだなって、あの学習して、なんかそれらしきものをつけてるわけじゃん。
I see。
だから、うん、いや、これどうなのみたいな。で、あの、なんかこれ、aesthetically pleasing な絵を集めたみたいな。どういう基準なのかよく分かんないけど、だそこで、ね、明らかにこういう人たちのやつじゃんみたいな、もう実在のアーティストの名前も出てる人たちもいるし、その人たちがどう思うかっていう、
うん、
で本当にすごいんだよね、クオリティがさ、もうああもう終わったなみたいな。あのだから、うんね、本当にちょっと前までさ、やっぱ AI が画像を作りましたって言うとすごい変な、ね、何なんだろうこれはみたいな、まあ、すごいクリーピーだし、うん、アートといえばアートだけど、まあなんかね、変なパソコンコンピューターが作ったっぽいなみたいな感じだったけど、今もうさ完全に人間がやってるとしか見えない、
yeah.
見分けがつかないから
Watch out for Boris Johnson. He's gonna like chop you up。
あのダーリー2もインスタ多分マイケルがフォローしてるじゃん、
mm.
で、あのロココスタイルでオイルペインティングで猫がチェスをしているみたいなテキストで生成された絵とか見てもさ、mm. いやもうこれはね、人が描いたようにしか見えない。
It's going to empower creators in a very positive way, I think, and you could imagine a tool like this being used to generateVideo game environments, worlds, generate like dream worlds from our imaginations that we can enter using VR or experience in, yeah. in other ways. And we could create, like a single person could create an entire TV show on, using some future version of this. It's very, very interesting to type in different text prompts and,、
yeah.
and have this interaction with this AI.
そうなんだけど、確かにその著作権なんかさ、一個見た中でなんかここ数年でちょっと話題になった、あのディズニーのキャラをもうちょっと擬人化したらどうなるかみたいな、
うん、
あの絵を作ってるアーティストの人がいて、完全にその人のスタイルっぽいようなやつを、まあ、スティーブ・オーディフュージョンが出してる。でそういう時に誰かがだからそういうものを作って、これは私のです、私がスティーブルディフュージョンを使って作ったものですって言ったとして、でそのフィードされたものを作った人はさ、完全になんていうの、置いてけぼりになってしまうっていうかさ。
Well, it's fairly opaque as to what image in this data set or what images in this data set, you know, really inspired a given result. I don't think anyone really can know that. And these data setsHow many images are in this set? I mean,
this was 1億2000万件.
Yeah, so, I mean, originally Stable Diffusion was running, was using a data set called Lion 400M, which was 400 million pairs of text and images together. So let's say the text is cat, and then there's an image paired with that, right? And then they were using Lion 5B, which is 5 billion data points. And then, but those data sets actually contained, like, this service was originally trained on data sets that contained depictions of sex and, you know, inappropriate, like, harmful stereotypes or whatever, like, all those things. So this is actually the clean version that they're getting criticized for. I think there are a lot of concerns about this, but I don't think that there will be any successful attempts at, like, a lawsuit over copyright or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's so opaque, and it's not attributable to a single artist, you know?
Yeah.
Or even an identifiable group of artists.
人間が作っそのベースとなるものは人間が全部やってんだから、人間が作ったといえば人間が作ってるわけじゃん。
うん。
だからこうね、そこに自分の作品が勝手に含められてるっていうのはいい気持ちではないだろうし、その気持ちはわかるというか、やめてほしいっていう。しかもこの出来上がったもののクオリティがすごいからさ、余計にこうやめてほしいなっていうのは思うんじゃないかなって思ったけど。
It's going to get much better. And then we're going to have a video version. So I could write a text prompt of an event and it could generate a video.
Yeah.
And
this is... いや、本当に末恐ろしいよ。
Yeah. The implications for this, the downside implications are not in the realm of art. I think in the realm of art, it's mostly positive. I think the problem with this is the pollution of the information that we use form our worldviews and to know what's true. And so in that sense, we are headed for, you know, some sort of digitally induced informational psychosis where we can't figure out what's real or not because we're so tied into the digital realm, which is just increasingly polluted with misleading media. Yeah, yeah. You know,
so 今回もだから、まあ、中国だけじゃなくてそのウクライナ戦争、ウクライナとロシアの戦争の画像もいっぱい作っちゃってる人がいて、
うん、
ね、前だったらやっぱディープフェイクの技術を使える人だけがそういうの作れるとかだったけど、もう今画像をいじる必要すらない、もうテキストで書けば勝手に何種類も事例を作ってくれて、そこから好きなのを選ぶだけっていうさ。でしかもそれもなんか、ね、8個とか10個とか出てきて、その中から使えるのが1個とかいう問題でもないじゃん、別に全部ちゃんとしてる、
うん、
だから本当にね、こう写真があるからこれは本当なんだみたいな、今もある程度そういうチェックの仕方してると思うけど、みんな写真とか動画とか、もう政治家がこうやって言ってる動画があるから本当に言ったんだなとか、だから全部、ね、国会の画像で映像全部見てから言いましょうとか、そういう話とかにもなるわけだけど、それがもう当てにならないっていうのはちょっと、もう
What are we gonna do? Are we just gonna not know what the truth is about stuff in 5 years? Is it just that's how it's gonna be?
ね、どうすんだろうね、人間。
we make decisions based on information. We make sort of these probability assessments. And if we have unreliable information, it's like a recipe for just global chaos. Like,
ね、だから基本何も信じないみたいな感じになるのかね。だからバーってなんか例えばそのボリス・ジョンソンがオフィスで斧を持ってる写真がシーキュレイトしたとしてもほとんどの人が別にそれを、まあ、本当かもしれないし嘘かもしれないしみたいな感じで一旦ジャッジするのを置いとくみたいな。だから昔はその一瞬でジャッジしてたわけじゃん。でもそれがそのフェイクニュースとかが台頭してきて、まあ、一瞬ではジャッジできない、その一旦保留にするっていうスキルが必要になったわけじゃない。だからそのスキルがさらに求められるというか、もう全部常にずっと保留みたいなさ。
That skill doesn't exist as far as I can tell. And I don't know if time will solve it. It's not like we can do more research and time will pass and we'll like figure out that this thing is not real. I feel like we could just go straight past the truth.
人類として保留する能力がだんだん上がっていくしかないじゃない。
We need an AI. We need an AI we can trust that will tell us.
それも無理じゃんだ。それも無理じゃんだって。それを信じることを保留にしないといけないからもう。
Yeah. You just can't believe anything.
そうそう。
I don't really believe things, or I try not to in the first place.
だから自分が本当に目で見てきたこととか以外は。
You can't believe that either. We're the most flawed. We know for sure that our anecdotal
so, like,
evidence
I mean
our witnessing
like,
is just useless.
Politician がこうやって言ってスピーチでこうやって言ってたとかさ、まあ、その目の前で聞いたらまあ確かに言ってる。そういうの以外は基本は保留にしないといけないし、メディアもね大変だよね。だって今なんてさ、普通の人が撮った映像とか画像を借りて使うこともいっぱいあるわけじゃん、まあ、災害とかもそうだし、mm. 戦争とかも全然そうだけどさ、それをね借りることができなくなってしまうみたいな。
Did you see the video of the click farms in Bangladesh?
No.
There was some investigative reporting where someone was undercover and was like engaging in these deals with this like.They have these giant warehouses in Bangladesh, pretty sure it's Bangladesh, and there are these little terminals of just, each terminal has like 50 mobile phones on it, and people are using these to like social media content, and you can buy likes, shares, you know.Retweets, whatever social media engagement you want on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever.
And they do it manually?
They do it manually.
What?
It's people. Human beings wow. are like operating like 40 smartphones at once or something. And they get paid, it's like 1 yen will buy you 10 likes.
Oh, God.
So you can get 10,000...You can get 10,000 likes for 1,000 yen.
Right.
And then you're off to the races. Because the way the algorithms work is that if you get that initial engagement, the algorithm gets tricked into thinking that this is a fantastic piece of content and it pushes it out to everyone. Mm-hmm. So there are all these marketers now on social media that use these kinds of services. And if you can get 10,000 likes for 1,000 yen, it's a no-brainer, you know, from a business standpoint.
But...マニュアルってすごいね。
But they don't care. They just pay 1,000 yen or whatever to this like inhumane like carpal tunnel warehouse in Bangladesh where people are just hitting like buttons, you know? Like there were allegations of this for like the Gangnam style video that Korea had these...massive apartment complexes filled with people just hitting the refresh button on YouTube videos, like Korean music videos. But this stuff is real. I mean, we don't know which cases exactly, but it's something that it's a reason for even more skepticism online. Like, there is stuff that goes viral where you're just like, what?Is this like organic? Like, is this content really you know, like good content.
Yeah, I know people who've bought followers, but I didn't think
really.
That,
oh
that
my
would be
God.
Manual.
It's manual, and it's probably children. It's seriously, it's like children. It's
That's
like
insane,
like massive warehouses of just sweating children,
so
like breaking their
someone,
fingers off.
I'm not going to say her name, but it's someone that we both know. I noticed that she bought followers because her followers just jumped up, and then she started getting all the comments in English, like, "Oh, you're so beautiful," like blah blah. It was very sketch, like overnight, right? And then that actually it worked. It helped her gain organic followers and organic comments and likes, and now she's an influencer. So it definitely works. I'm not
well. You know, you can
that,
you can pay Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever to actually just promote your content directly.
Yeah,
and then they go directly into the algorithm, and it's like, hey, this person gave us money, so let's shove their content in everyone's face.
Yeah,
you know, so it must be cheaper than doing that. Otherwise, wouldn't you just do that?
I mean, they might do both, but yeah, sure, it's cheaper and faster to gain more followers,
both.
And yeah, and it really doesn't cost that much money. So,
Who is this person?
I'm gonna tell you later. I'm not gonna say it
oh
here.
Oh my god.
Okay.
In a new paper published in Nature Molecular Psychiatry, an international team of researchers from University College London, the University of Greenwich, Sapienza University, and Zurich University has found that there is no meaningful evidence that depression is caused by or associated with lower serotonin levels. The researchers reviewed 17 meta-analyses on the topic of depression and serotonin and evaluated the methodologies used in each study within them. The research they reviewed did not find any correlation between 5-hydroxyindoleacetic acid or 5-HIAA levels, indicative of serotonin levels, and depression. Also, research indicates that 5-HT1A serotonin receptor activity is normal in people with depression. 3 meta-analyses across 40 studies suggest that the serotonin transporter protein, or SERT, does not have any relationship to depression. Furthermore, the depletion of tryptophan, a precursor to serotonin, was found not to affect mood in healthy adults. The researchers conclude as follows. The general public widely believes that depression has been convincingly demonstrated to be the result of serotonin or other chemical abnormalities, and this belief shapes how people understand their moods, leading to a pessimistic outlook on the outcome of depression and negative expectancies about the possibility of self-regulation of mood.
Nature Molecular Psychiatry に掲載されたユニバーシティカレッジロンドン、グリニッチ大学、サピエンザ大学、チューリッヒ大学の国際共同研究で、うつ病がセロトニンレベルの低下に関連している、またはそれによって引き起こされているといえる有力な証拠がないことを明らかにしました。チームはうつ病とセロトニンを扱った17件のメタアナリシスをレビューし、各研究の方法を評価しました。その結果、セロトニンレベルを示す 5-hydroxyindole 酸のレベルとうつ病の間に相関がなく、またうつ病患者の 5-HT1A セロトニン受容体も正常に活動していました。セロトニントランスポータータンパク質についても、40件の研究における3つのメタアナリシスからうつ病との関連がないことが示されました。さらにセロトニン生成に必要なトリプトファンの枯渇は健康な人の心的状態に影響を与えていませんでした。チームは一般的にうつ病がセロトニンやその他化学物質の異常の結果であることが説得力を持って証明されたと広く信じられており、それが心的状態への理解を形成していて、うつ病が引き起こす結果に対する悲観的な見通しと心的状態の自己調節の可能性に対して否定的な期待をもたらすことにつながっていますと結論付けています。
Yep.
なんか前からさ、セロトニンレベルの低下がうつ病の原因なのか結果なのかは分かってない、実は、みたいな話はあったじゃん。だが、とにかく
the correlation is not there.
I know. I was gonna get there.
Oh, sorry.
だその原因なのか結果なのか分かってないけど、とにかくレベルが低下してるんだっていう言説で、私がうつ病発症した時もそれをお医者さんから散々説明されたんだよね。そのとにかくセロトニンのレベルをあなたは上げないといけませんと。だからトリプトファンのためにじゃあバナナ食べてくださいねとか、セロトニンを上げるために日光を浴びてひたすらガムを噛んでくださいねみたいな、
うん、
そこから数年してなんとなくさらにこううやむやになって、こう薬が効いてる人がいるのは確かに分かってるんだけど、実はなんでかっていうところについてはよく分かってないんですとか、そのセロトニンの低下が原因ではないのかもね、うん、みたいな話は確かにあったけど、関係ないっていうのはちょっと驚きというか、じゃあ何なんだみたいな。
So there have been a lot of efficacy studies on SSRIs and it has been quite mixed, but the most credible studies across them, it appears thatthat SSRIs are effective in, what's the best way to say this? So among the placebo group, 40% got better. Mm. And among the SSRI group, 60% got better. This is like over the course of a year.
Right.
And so there is some evidence that SSRIs might be working for like one out of five people.
Yeah, yeah.
But for any individual person taking SSRIs, it's impossible for them to know or if the doctor to know whether it's working. Because you could just be in that 40% group where you would have gotten better on a placebo.
Yeah.
And it's also possible that the placebo is better than taking nothing.
Right,
you can't control with nothing, right? You have to use a placebo. So if the placebo is a non-zero effect, I mean, we just know the difference between SSRIs and placebo. We don't really know the difference between SSRIs and taking nothing.
Yeah.
Which is slightly different, presumably.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 面白いよね、すごい。まあ、この、なんだ、私は自分でが医者に説明された時も、こう、まあ、当時はやっぱりまだうつ病に対する理解が今よりは全然少なかったし、なんかもうそんなの自分次第だとか、うつは甘えみたいな、その社会的に浸透してた無知から来る勘違いみたいなのがあったから、このセロトニン説によって それが是正されるっていう意味では有効だったと思うんだよね。その理解はかなり進んだっていうか、あ、自分でどうにかできることでもないのかみたいな、その頑張れ、うん、みたいなことではないじゃん、
うん、
あっていう意味ではまあ良かったと思うんだけど、その個人的にはどうしてこうなったのかが気になるというか、そのお医者さん、まあなんかどっかでその製薬会社がすごい分かりやすい説明として、これを結構そのお医者さんたちに説明して、でお医者さんもまあそれをリピートしてたみたいなの見たけど、
It seems thatThe popularity of this theory increased dramatically in unison with the creation of SSRIs as a medication.
Right, right. まあ本当に難しい病気だよね。だから私も何種類も薬飲んで何も効かなくて、まあ自分の感覚として効いてないみたいな。何も良くなってない。むしろ悪化してるみたいな。And then in the end, I took this one.Very popular one. And その時は結構実感があったんだよね。お、なんか it's getting better みたいな。So maybe I was this one out of five person that actually
No. It could be a coincidence too.
Worked, but まあうつ病とか不安障害とか不眠とかで苦しんでる人は結構共感してくれるかもしれないと思うんだけど、そのいろんな薬飲んでるうちに、まあ、薬の副作用も結構あるんだよね。でその副作用がうつ病とか不安障害の症状とかぶってることが何回もあって、うん、その何が症状で何が薬の副作用なのかが分かんなくなっちゃうみたいな。
mm-hmm.
あのそういう怖さもあったし、私は特に安定剤が全然合わなくてダメで、結局全部で数回ぐらいしか飲んでないんだけど、まあそのね、mm-hmm. あのお医者さんも結局そのこっちが言ってることをベースに処方するしかないっていう問題が、mm-hmm. あって、その何かね血液検査とかそれこそ MRI とかレントゲンとかそういうのでは分かんないから、基本もただ先生のとこに行って話して薬もらうしかないで、聞いてない感じがするって私が言えばもうそれは聞いてないことになるし、聞いてる感じがするって言えばそれをそのまま飲むしとか、
うん、
そういう意味でのこううやむやさというかさ、そういうのはだから一回そのまあ多分当時マイケルに話してたと思うけど、まあ、だから自分がもううつ病だからその薬について調べるとかそういう気力もないわけだよね。だけど多分マイケルがさ散々なんか今何飲んでるのとかめっちゃ聞いてきたから、なんか一回調べた時にその2週間以上連続で飲むのが禁忌とされてる眠剤をマックスの量でもう数ヶ月処方されてるってことにそこで初めて気づいて、
うん、
そこでちょっと不信感じゃないけど、えいいのこれ大丈夫かみたいなで怖っと思って半分に自分で減らしてみたら、まあ、それでも別に寝れたんだよね、
うん、
じゃあ半分でいいじゃんって思って、まあ、それはそれでいいんだけど、半分しか飲んでないから溜まっていくじゃん薬が。でそのうつ病で起死燃料がある状態で眠剤がどんどん溜まっていく、家に溜まっていくっていうのはそれはそれですごい危うい状態だから、そういう意味でもちょっと、ね、お医者さんからしても難しい面はあるというか見切れない部分はあるのかなっていうのもその時思ったし、まあ、その時は思わないけど振り返って実際危なかったから、うん、今考えると
You know, there's a warning now on a lot of SSRIs, I think in Japan as well, that it increases your risk of suicidal, I don't know, ideation or activity, you know, so there's like this disclaimer on there. And like you're saying, it's really this, it's not this clearly treatable thing. You know, it's like, here's your serotonin levels, you've taken the medicine, it's going up, you'll be fine in six yeah. weeks. It just doesn't work like that at all.
Yeah.
It's so unreliable. It seems like different medications may or may not help different people. Some people feel worse on certain medications.
Yeah.
And, you know, so even the prospect of the treatment itself is somewhat bleak in the current approved, you know, medical protocols that
yeah.
people are subjected to. So, I mean, all this research, like there's been a lot of research on psilocybin by Johns Hopkins University, and they just had a new study recently demonstrating that more than 75% of subjects, people who had long-term depression that was not responsive to SSRIs, 75% were significantly improved the next day, you know, so it's not this like 6 week thing.
Yeah.
Something like that, it's illegal in most places, so it's not available as a treatment, but it just frustrates me to even think about that, because there are people that are depressed, obviously, and some of them do, you know, take themselves out, and so it's outrageous, this whole situation where it's like, we know this thing works, it's illegal, we know this thing, you know, barely works if it does work, and for some people perhaps it works, but like the advice you'd get from medical professionals or the government or whatever legally sanctioned advice is not, to me, if your life is on the line, which in many cases it is, you know, need to do something about it. いや、だから
もう waiver とかでさ、ね、もうアクセシブルにしてほしいよね。とにかくこれサインしても自己責任ですって。
Yeah.
もうだって本当にね、今日明日でどうなるか分かんないみたいな状態をずっと生きてる状態なわけだから、そういう時は。
And even if you get over depression, you know, there is going to be some lingering anxiety about like, what if this just happens to me again, you know, and, yeah, and is there going like, to be a treatment at that
for
time?
For me, it's like, I mean, it took forever, right? So I think I could say that I got a lot better in the last 2 years or so. でも最初になったのは2012年だから、mm-hmm. まあ8年ぐらいかかってるわけだよね。ああ、やっぱ良くなったなって言えるまでに。
うん。
だからここ2年でやっとだから振り子がなくなったというか、その良くなって悪くなって良くなって悪くなってをもう繰り返していくわけじゃん。That alone is very discouraging. But、うん、それでがやっとそう、この2年でなくなって手が震えるとかそういうのもやっとなくなったし。がまあたまにね、ちょっと起き上がれない、あれみたいなのあるけど、一日中ダメみたいなのはもうないから、
mm-hmm.
まあ今も元通りには戻ってないけど、まあそういう、キャパは全然戻ってないし、ただまあそれを、その自分を受け入れられるようにはなったというか、もうね、10年も経ったから慣れてきて、いちいちショックを受けなくなったとかも、まあいい方向に進む手助けになってるような気はするけど、薬をやめるタイミングっていうのもさ、ある意味自分次第みたいな感じだったから、それも難しいよね。そのどこまでが本当に必要で、どこからが精神的に依存してる、その睡眠剤とかもそうだけどさ。だから私はたまたまこう婚約して、まあ、子供が欲しかったから、どうしてもこう妊娠しようとする取り組みまでにやめたいみたいなのが個人的にあって、でも急にやめれないじゃん。だって急にやめると大変なことになっちゃうから、徐々にやめないといけないっていう意味で時間かかるから、その婚約のタイミングで多分やめたと思うんだけど、そういうきっかけがなかったらね、もっと長く飲んでたかもしれないし。 Who knows?
You know, I think there are things that cureor help cure or treat depression other than pharmaceuticals, other than some chemical, you know, and having the support and care of close friends, of family, these things I think make an absolute, you know, small acts of kindness that restore faith in humanity, meaningful things that give you a reason to get up in the morning. Like there are other things thatare part of this equation. And it may not necessarily be under or feel like it's under your control if you're the one that's depressed. But I don't know, there is this reality that if you are depressed, then you will exhibit behaviors that tend to push people away. It's bad vibes, you know. People don't want bad vibes, and depression can be like contagious in a sense. Like people don't want to be around someone who's like depressing necessarily, you know? But like that's sort of what people like that need in that moment, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, when you're really, really depressed, like when you're at the rock bottom, there's not much that you can do, or at least for me, there was not much I could do. But I was very lucky because my mom was there and my grandma was there, and they were able to sort of like hang around, make sure that I'm never alone to do something stupid. なんかソフト監視されてるみたいな感じだったから、まあ一回ちょっとやらかしてずっとソフト監視されてたんだけど、それがだからやっぱ精子を分けてしまうというか、本当に だそれはそういうのはさやっぱどうしようもないからだからなるべくねこう本当に早く解明されてほしいというかさもうちょっと早く治す方法とかその前に論文でそのあったじゃないか薬でさ2週間かからなくても効く方法がありますとかそういうのでもいいけど、何でもいいけどさ
The Johns Hopkins study was published on February 15th in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. It's titled Efficacy and Safety of Psilocybin-Assisted Treatment for Major Depressive Disorder. And it is a, I think it's a follow-up study. Where they get the results of research that they had been doing for over a year.
さっきマイケルがちょっと言ってたみたいにその時自分が置かれてる環境とかによってもかなり変わってくるじゃん周りにどういう人がいるとかどういう生活環境一人暮らしなのか近くに家族がいるとか、なんかそういうのも本当に、まあ、それも社会として理解してる必要があるっていうかさ So I was trying to think about like the timeline, right? For me, いつ発症して、いつぐらいで薬やめたかなとか自分で思い出してるときに、まあ最初の半年が本当に一番やばかったんだけども、ソファーから動けないし、テレビなんてもう全然見れないし、もうずっと天井を見ながら泣いてるみたいな。ただその2013年、その年の年末に今のハズベンに会ったんだよね、だからこうやっとちょっと出かけれるみたいになって出かけたら出会ったから本当にでも一番やばい時期的にはもう完全にうつ病マックスみたいな時に出会っててよく付き合えたなみたいななんかちょっと今考えてもよく意味がわからないんだけどボロボロだったはずなのにどうやって付き合ってたんだろうみたいなでも覚えてるのは、お泊りして起きたら、he will have to go to work, right? So he's like, good morning, って言って、he gets ready and he leaves. And I'm like, okay, bye. で、見送って、そこから動けないからもう。で、だんだん夕方になるんだよね。I'm still in his bed. And I'm like, oh shit, he's gonna come home. やばい人じゃん、みたいな。でもう、やばいやばいと思って余計起き上がれないし夕方になって暗くなってきてもうギリギリで脱出できる時もあれば脱出できなくてもう He comes home and I'm still there みたいな今考えてもやばい人じゃんと思うけどそれでも普通に付き合ってくれてたからありがたかったよねそう考えると、付き合いたてでさ、まだいるの。
How did you feel when you read this research? I had to like sit down.
I was 衝撃は正直そこまで受けなかったっていうか、なんとなくこう、あ、本当は分かって、本当はっていうか、実際はそこまで分かってないんだなみたいなのは、なんとなくちょいちょい情報が出てたから、衝撃とかまではいかなかったけどでもああでもそうなんだみたいな、ただ個人的な感覚としてはその不安障害とうつ真っ只中の中ででもちょっと出かけれるみたいな時にマイケルに会いに行った時とかタクシーに乗ってひたすらガムを噛んでたらプラシーボかもしれないけどワークすることはあったんだよね実際に、まあ、薬飲んでワークしたっていう実感もあったしだそれが結果的に私の場合はまあ、ここまで来て生きてるから正直何でもいいっていう思いはあって、その医者が間違って私があの時説明したことが医者が間違ってたは間違ってたのかもしれないけど、まあ、結果別にね、薬がまあ、麻酔とかもそうじゃん。なんで実際効いてるか分かんないけど、まあ、効くから使うみたいなさ。そういう意味ですごい、なんて言うんだろう。みたいなとか、がっかりするとか、そういう気持ち、ネガティブな気持ちになるとか、そういうのは全然なかったかな。
What did you think of this idea that this chemical imbalance theory had caused people to have a negative expectation about the possibility of self-regulating mood?
私はでも逆だった。そういう人がいるのは全然理解できるけど、私にとっては助けになったっていうか、そういう説明は要はその脳が、まあ、実感として脳が壊れてんなって思ってるわけじゃん。だから、本当に、まあ、ケミカルインバランスで壊れてるんですよって言われることによって、その医療機関からお墨付きをもらうことによって、あ、やっぱそうなんだっていう、その自分でどうにかできないんだっていうのは逆に救いになってたから、だから本当に休むしかないんだ、もうこれは骨が折れてるみたいな感じで脳が壊れてるんだから、まあ、焦ったって自分でどうにかできるもんじゃないし、もう休むしかないんだ、できることをするしかない。でその時のできることっていうのは、だからもう粘土とかプラモデルを作るとか、手を動かして頭を空っぽにする塗り絵とか、そういうことしかできなかったから、もう今できる目の前にあるそういうことをやるしかないなみたいな。
So don't you think some news like this would actually, first of all, it would undermine any, it may undermine like the some placebo effect of the medication to some degree,
and
for someone like you, it may make them feel they don't get that sort of relief of the, I don't know, there's some relief of the self-blame aspect of this if you think that it's just a chemical imbalance and something happened to your brain.
Yeah, yeah. だからこのコメントは私は感じたことないし同意はしない。というか私個人は、この研究の人の、必ずしも今までの説明が悪化させてたとは思わないし、私にとっては改善させてくれてたし、逆にその社会に浸透してた、そのね、自分次第なんだ、もっと頑張ればできるはずなのに甘えだみたいな、そういうのが誤解が解けるきっかけというか手助けには確実になってたと思うから、まあ、間違ってたは間違ってたから、それは直さないといけないんだけど、それがこうすごい悪かったかっていうと、いい悪いで言うと別に悪いわけではなかったんじゃないかと思うけど、例えばそれでその本当の治療法の確立が遅れてしまったとかさ、そういうのはもしかしたらあるだろうから、それはちょっと微妙なんだけど、まあね、そういうのはわざとじゃないかしょうがないというかさ、
It could be slightly わざと。 There's massive financial incentive for this, unfortunately. So we don't know. And you know, it's not like this is the final study. This could be
Yeah.
This may be just there may be problems with this meta-analysis as well.
Right.
So this kind of systematic review approach is specifically intended to mitigate against selection bias.
Yeah.
But that's still very difficult to do, and other researchers may have different criteria for evaluating the credibility of research. So,
単純にだからすごい難しい病気なんだなっていうのを改めて思ったけど。
Did you see a similar thing going on with the beta amyloid plaque hypothesis for Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Some of the key research.
まあいろんなの出てるよね。ウイルスが活性化して。
Did you see that some of the original key research behind the beta amyloid plaque theories were fabricated or had fabricated images in the research? It was like bullshit.
I did not see that.
And so much other research has cited and referenced, was conducted upon assumptions made because of that research. It's not like all the research is worthless, because, you know, we learned what we learned. You still learn things. But there may have been some level of macro scale misdirection as far as where research resources should have been allocated on the Alzheimer's front. That's quite shocking. It doesn't mean necessarily that it's completely wrong, but it does mean that a lot of what we've been doing was based on false information. So both of these have come up just within the last few months.
Yeah.
So it's kind of rough.
So, nah. But...
This is part of the scientific process. You know, it's unfortunate
that... それが誤解されちゃうと怖いというかさ、アンチサイエンスみたいな、そういうことではないから、逆にこうやって、ね、あれなんかちょっと思ってたのと違うかもみたいなのが出てくるっていうこと自体も大事っていうか。
Well, better science...
そういうものだから。
Better science would have uncovered this sooner, I would think. You know, more rigorous reviews, more... I don't know how we prevent people from just photoshopping images in research papers. There will always be people that get away with that sort of thing,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But this, this is part of the process. And... yeah, it's not the best thing to find out, but you know, it's part of the process.
そうね、だからやばい人がいるのは絶対にいるんだけどさ、分母がでかいから、お医者さんとかもそうだし、私の友達もまあなんかここ数年でこう新宿で逮捕されてた医者がいたけど、まさにそういうような人のところに行ってて、もう薬漬けみたいな、行ったら行っただけもらえる、もうそれで有名な人がいて。そこに通って本当に薬好きになってた子がいたんだけど、
What kind of
そういうのとかを
薬、
そういう安定剤とか、向精神薬とか、本当にもう大量にもらえる、眠剤とかも大量にもらえるみたいなので有名なやつがいたのよ、一人ね。で、だそういうのを見ると本当にこう医者なんて信用できないみたいに思うこともある、確かにあるし、私も番組で何回か話してるけど、歯医者から何から何までやばい人もいる、だけどそれ全部のお医者さんがそうっていうわけじゃないから、そこでこうね助けを求めなくなっちゃうっていうのが一番怖いなと思うし、I was watching this documentary on Netflix called I Just Killed My Father or something the other day、
Jesus.
And there was like a really good example ofpeople like who stop trusting the police after, you know, bad encounters and sort of the like they went to the police a couple times or several times, and then time and time again it was proven that the police won't do anything or they would make things worse, and so they stopped trusting the police, and then in the end they wouldn't ask for help when they could have. And, you know, things went really wrong. So, そういう風なのが一番 unfortunate というか、その本人たちのせいではもちろんないんだけど。
So you're saying this might happen in sort of a medical sense?
I think that's what's going on with like anti-vaccine and stuff, you know? You encounter bad examples, oftentimes, you know, repeatedly, and then you stop trusting anyone. which is a survival technique, I think, and it's something that the humans do automatically, but sometimes that doesn't help you in the end, and that's very scary. So I actually, so we moved here last December, and 引っ越したばっかりでもないけど、まあ引っ越して1年も経ってないし、母子手帳を持ってないんだよね、イギリスので。日本の母子手帳はあるんだけど、 こっちで母子手帳っていうものがあることも知らなかったし、なんか Red Book って言って超でかいなんか赤い本なんだけど、それがどこでもらえるのかも今も私も分かってないんだけどさ、息子がメナンジャイラス の予防接種を受けてないから、まあ、こっちではマンダトリーなんだよね、日本ではマンダトリーじゃないんだけど、だこっちで学校始まる前に受けようかなと思って行ったら、まあそのやり取りもさ全然なんか先に進まなくてすごいめんどくさかったんだけど、結局医者と話さないと、その何のワクチンを打ってて打ってないかを、まあ、彼ら把握してないから、一旦医者と話してくれと、じゃないとアポイントできませんって言われたのね。で分かりましたっつって、まあ、ちょっと1週間ぐらい放置してたら、あの NHS からお手紙が来て、私たちのレコードによるとあなたの子供は1本もワクチンを打っていませんみたいな、
うん、
で来てくださいみたいな、でそこになんか You might want to say no to vaccines. You might feel like you want to leave it to nature, but it's actually more dangerous みたいな、
うん、
なんか書いてあって、 I was mildly offended like、なんでそんなこと言われなきゃいけないんだみたいな、全部ワクチン打ってるのに反ワクチンかもってなんか決めつけられてるみたいな。
Are they vaccinating children for the pandemic?
No.、
Hmm.
No, no. This is for like regular stuff, like measles とかさ。
Hmm.
だけど、それもなんかその手紙見たときに、うん、こう反ワクチンの人がその手紙を見てそういう言われ方をして、ああじゃあうちに行こうって思うかなっていうのもちょっと思ったし、逆に私みたいに反ワクチンじゃないのにそういうふうに疑われた場合、ただ気分が悪くなるだけだし、この書き方、
right.
It was like, like one or two sentences, but これなんか逆効果な気がするってちょっと思っちゃったりもしたんだけど。
Well, I think there are a lot of people that get categorized as anti-vax when they're just, you know, they just have some questions. They just don't have enough information yet. They are just hesitant. They don't fully trust the government with stuff like this. And I don't know if they should, you know. We've seen there's an infinite number of examples of large scale, just egregious mistakes made by the government, and you know, in a medical context,
right.
And so I think it's completely natural that that people are skeptical, and I do feel like they get treated a little unfairly, and the assumption tends to be that this person who isn't vaccinated is like all the way on the far end of anti-vax, when really they're just like a little bit hesitant and they haven't gotten vaccinated, but they're treated like they're, you know, they just got a tinfoil hat on, they think there's lizard people running the government, and it's insulting, and it kind of drives them away, you know. And I think
one
that's
thing
kind
that
of too bad.
I want to see that I feel like I haven't seen enough is the doctors acknowledging that there are, you know, untrustworthy doctors out there with licenses,
mm-hmm.
instead of like blaming people who got trust issues because of these fucked up fake doctors,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I see many doctors saying like, you know, you should trust us, you know, not trusting us and doing your own research is stupid because you're not experts, you know, you should listen to us. Like, why aren't you listening to us? We have all the information, just listen to us, right? Like we, yeah, sure, but can you guys acknowledge that there are doctors who don't know what they're talking about or very rude or, you know?
Yeah, well, every single doctor talking about serotonin has said something that probably wasn't true.
Do a lot of questionable things. And I think once like legit doctors can acknowledge that verbally, I think that actually makes a huge difference for people who have trust issues. Like the more these legit doctors say like, oh, you should trust doctors, you should trust us, I think it backfires, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's like when some newspaper website asked me for a subscription by telling me that you depend on us to know the truth. We're the only ones that have the truth. You know, like New York Times or Al Jazeera have these super aggressive ads where it's like everyone else is a fucking idiot. We're the only ones with the truth and you need our truth. It's like, whoa, chill. Like,
yeah.
Just let me just close this real quick and read this article.
Yeah, so man.
It's intimidating. It's a little, I don't know. There's definitely some communication issue.
Yeah.
With authority. A breakthrough in fusion achieved at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory's National Ignition Facility has been confirmed, with the results published in Physical Review Letters and Physical Review E. Omar Hurricane, chief scientist for LLBL's fusion program, stated the following: achieving the conditions needed for ignition has been a long-standing goal for all inertial confinement fusion research and opens access to a new experimental regime where alpha particle self-heating outstrips all the cooling mechanisms in the fusion plasma. In the paper, ignition is described as follows. Ignition occurs when the heating from absorption of alpha particles, two protons and two neutrons tightly bound together, created in the fusion process, overcomes the loss mechanisms in the system for a duration of time.
ローレンス・リバモア国立研究所の国立点火施設で核融合の点火に向けた大きな前進が確認され、その結果がフィジカルレビューレターズとフィジカルレビュー E に掲載されました。論文によると、点火は核融合プロセスで作られたアルファ粒子、2つの陽子と2つの中性子が固く結合したものの吸収による加熱が一定時間システム内の損失機構を上回った時に起こるものです。核融合プログラムのチーフサイエンティストオマー・ハリケーン氏は次のように述べています。点火に必要な条件を達成することは、完成閉じ込め核融合に関するすべての研究においての長年のゴールであり、アルファ粒子の自己加熱が核融合プラズマのすべての冷却機構を上回るという新しい実験領域への道が開かれました。
Yep.
I don't know what I'm saying, but
so,
Omar Hurricane っていう名前めっちゃかっこいいね。
Yeah, he's probably a doctor. It's probably Dr. Hurricane, which is like...
That's so cool.
You know.
Marvel みたい。やってることもマーベルみたい。名前もマーベルみたい。
He kind of sounds like a villain though, doesn't he?
I know. Like, he will like fall into the fusion reactor and then he gets right. this superpower and he would start trying to...
Start igniting
destroy
stuff.
The entire world.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sounds... Very powerful.
yeah. 強そうだよね、めっちゃ。
So we spoke to Olmaya-san in episode 492 about the ITER, I-T-E-R, tokamak being constructed in France. Which is, I mean, it's being built right now. It's coming together quite nicely, seems like. But that is a magnetic confinement fusion reactor, which is what we want. This experiment is inertial confinement, which means it's not actually a sustainable reaction. But there is useful information we can get from the ignition experiment. Most of all, that we know that it can be done in this kind of laboratory setting. So
that was laser coming from like sucker field, a couple sucker fields. To the target that's like a hair diameter, right?
Yeah, there are these like pellets of fuel, presumably deuterium and tritium, and you put that in the reactor and you hit these pellets with a laser to get it to fusion temperatures. And the inertial part, I think, is the inertia of the fuel. The inertia helps this ignition occur. So it's easier to do it in this context than in magnetic containment. The mass inertia thing is just that it's... Like, I guess, it's inertia. So it takes time for the particles to move away from each other. So it's contained by the inertial forces. This is just for a very small fraction of a second.
Okay.
And then that permits the conditions in which they can ignite the reaction. So this is the first step of like three steps. So you need to ignite it, and then you need to contain it, and then you need to generate energy from it. So the next step will be the containment, which is the magnets, the magnetic fields. Whether it is the tokamak design or the stellarator, both designs are moving into new experimental phases right now. So we will, they're sort of like two horses in this race, the tokamak and the stellarator. We don't really know which one's better yet. So I guess that's what we can look forward to. And then once we can do the containment, I mean, it's just from here on, it's mostly just an engineering problem. So the containment issue is that the plasma melts the container. That's not the only issue, but that's like the one of the primary challenges is that if you have this thing sustaining, how do you insulate the container from the reaction itself? Because it's like 10 times the temperature of the core of the sun. It is super, super hot. So that's the next problem. And then after that, it's like, how do you get energy out of it? Which is probably just turning water into steam and like running a turbine.
頑張ってほしい。地球の運命が。ハリケーンさんだけじゃないけど、みんなにかかっている。
Well, Eater is probably has the best chance of completing the second step.
Right.
So Eater is just a demonstration of that second step, essentially. And if that works, they're going to build something that can actually capture that energy. And then who knows? I mean, we could have an abundance of energy on this planet, which would, I mean, I think we're in a new class of like aliens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like achieving nuclear reactions is like one level, but achieving fusion is like this whole new, like right now, fusion technology is alien technology.
Right.
Like there's probably some aliens that have fusion, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't have fusion, you're kind of like a dumb alien species.
Yeah.
So
we'll get there. I don't know about other people, but I've been kind of scared, like how it was really hot here and then it didn't rain forever and all the grass died. And so it started looking like autumn, even though it was really hot. And then the soil got so dry. Yeah, the soil got so dry and it started like wareru.
Oh.
And now they're saying that that kind of soil wouldn't really absorb water.
Mm.
So if it rains a lot, then now there's going to be flood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this vicious cycle. And yeah, 普通に怖って思って so I tweeted it, but I think it rained for the first time in a while, like yesterday or 2 days ago at night.
Oh, yeah, is everything 2 days fine ago. Now?
No, but I was like so happy. I had never been so happy because of the rain. I was like, oh, finally, thank God. And I told my husband, like, look, it started raining. Yay.
Yeah.
But really,
I think it's raining right now.
All the grass everywhere died, like at the park, you know, around by the street, in our garden. It all turned totally brown. And that was really scary. I mean, it's still brown, but it rained yesterday too. And I think it's going to rain today again. So
this is something I think, what percentage of people do you think noticed this? Like you are?
Everyone. It was all over the news. And when it started raining, I went to Twitter and put Rain London in the search bar. Everyone was so happy. Like, oh, finally, like, I've never felt so happy. And I was like, I know, right?
Is this just a UK thing, or is it like in Europe, or what's the scale of the drought?
Europe 基本的にそうだから干ばつがあってイタリアもだから私はずっとイタリア産の米を日本米を食べてたんだけど干ばつのせいで値段が爆上がりして、
うん、
とかそういうのはまああったんだよねここ数ヶ月ぐらいで、まあ、ロンドンはでもちょいちょい雨降ってて。だけどまあ少なめかなと思ってたら一切降らなくなったからさ。ですごい暑かったし。
This is why they used to have, I don't know who they is, but people, communities, created rain dances, right? Like native peoples in,
oh, right,
in the
right,
Americas,
right,
for example.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Crops のためにね。
Yeah,
でも rain dance したいぐらいだったもん。
There's like, well, you do the rain dance before, you do it while it's not raining, and then...
I know, but, so my neighbor is Japanese, and I could see Teruteru Boza in their window.
Hmm.
I found that very annoying, like, at one point, because I know that that's not the reason why it wasn't raining, but at one point I was just like, ah, Teruteru Boza とかしてる場合じゃないのにな、と思って。それぐらいデスプレになったもうああいつ見るのかないつ見るのか
Is it just old?
いやいやいや
It's just because
ずっと置いてるだけ
Because mostly it just rains all the time in the UK
yeah.
or
Yeah and it's scary because it's not like in Japan like rainy day in Japan if it rains it rains for a while right like all dayBut here, it could rain, but it stops in like a couple hours or so, and it's really light. So it's just not enough.
The UK is a little island, like Japan.
It is an island, yes.
Is it, it's smaller, is it?
I think so.
I think the population of the UK is like less than half of Japan. It's like a small...England's a small country.
Well, England's land is 24,300 square kilometers. 人口は6,600万人.
Yeah, so it's like less than half Japan,
yeah.
population-wise.
Yeah.
Hmm. And it's...
そうだね。イギリスは日本の面積の3分の2ぐらいか。
What's the climate called? Is there a name for it?
What do you mean?
You know, they say like something...
Oh, tropical とかそういうこと。
Tropical climate or there's like these categories and then there's like ratings for like what sort ofplants will grow there things like that
I actually don't know
hmm.
climate of the United Kingdom do you Wikipedia のページがある
よ UK might be too big or too like 縦に big that it has
yeah.
like, it seems like the weather is totally different in the north
it's always in or close to the path of the polar front jet stream. Frequent changes in pressure and unsettled weather are typical.
Hmm.
Many types of weather can be experienced in a single day.
Yay.
まあそうだね。Yeah, I really like that about the UK, though.
Tokyo has been crazy. There's like constant thunderstorms, and then it's super sunny, and then it's rainy, and then it's sunny.Today was like sunny and raining at the same time and like there's just big clouds, big puffy clouds like moving around everywhere. I don't know what's
Is
going
it?
On right now, but there was a taihu. No, it was like sun,
23°C.
Maybe. It wasn't that hot.
That's hot. Okay. Well, you
I
have
think today it was...I think today it was 31. 最高。
So here 最高が24度、最低が16度だから、急に朝とか普通に寒い。And I really appreciate it because it was so hot.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, I need it to rain way more though. I want the grass. I want the lawn.
Does that cause some sort of problem, like a sort of anomalous drought like that? Because ecosystems are very like season dependent, right? Certain, like all the bug activity, all the plant activity, everything is on a very particular schedule. And it seems weird to just have a drought show up and like kill the mycelium and kill, like, it just seems like maybe that's not the best thing.
But. Well, yeah. So right now the concerns are about the floods because the...
Like as a hazard to people?
Yeah, because the soil got too dry and it won't absorb enough water. And there's supposed to be thunderstorms coming. They keep saying it's coming, but it hasn't. And then trees look like, you know, really, it really looks like autumn here, which is
crazy. You're still going to have autumn, right?
Yeah. And then... You know, まあ、だからそういうクロップスとかもちろん影響あるだろうし、イタリアでもあったわけだから、こっちでもあるだろうし、川が干上がってるとかさ。
It's like the Western US. It's been a disaster, the Western United States, in terms of rainfall.
So, of course, I get climate anxiety, because I don't think I've actually felt like this before, where, oh no, this is a bit too much, you know?
We're so far past that, aren't we? Like the Great Barrier Reef is dead. Maybe it's not dead. But like, we've had all these, like, we're into this
transition. I'm talking about like daily life, you know? It's not like you go, I don't live near the oceans. So it's not like I see it. But 普通に暮らしてて、え、おかしいじゃんみたいな。え、怖いみたいなのは。まあ、日本だと暑すぎる、やっぱおかしいと思ったけど、まあ、その芝生が一気に全部枯れるとかさ、で芝生、こんなになんで芝生の話するかっていうと、芝生がめっちゃあるの、その辺中にね。で、それが本当にいいところ、ロンドンのと思ってるんだけど、その辺中に芝生が、広大な芝生とか大量にあるのに、それが一気に本当に全部枯れた。全部茶色くなって死んでるし、落ち葉がすごいわけ、この季節なのに、秋みたいになっちゃって、それはやっぱ見た目的にも怖いから。
Well, presumably this sort of climatological disruption is happening in places that have all the interesting wildlife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We notice because we're living in where we're livingBut it's this kind of anomalous climate activity is likely happening, you know, wherever the pink dolphins live, wherever the weird, you know, caiman live, and the Amazon rainforest or whatever.
I think in Japan, there's daibo everywhere. So it's like, oh, it's hot. But then, you know, once you go into konbini or train or in the building, it's fine, right?
I love daibo. It's nice.
But all the animals outside, you know, don't have daibo, so they're experiencing this sanjugodo everyday type situation. And I think especially here, we don't have daibo. So sometimes we go into a restaurant and daibo is not on, or they just don't have it, or, you know, at so home some we don't have daibo.
Some restaurants do have daibo.
I've seen it, but...
You've seen it.
And some, like...kiosk type places, I've been inside and it's like, ooh, 涼しいみたいな。Yeah, it's もっと全然日本と比べ物にならない。So you feel it way more when it's super hot. Like, you can't really escape it. as easily as you can in Japan. それもあって余計こう怖いみたいな。あ、やばい。これはどうにかしないとみたいなのが、もっとよりエンザイティが感じた。
What do you think the limit is?
Like, the limit?
Yeah, as far as at what point is it like everyone cares about the issue? Like plus how many degrees Celsius over? Like what it is now.
それが不思議だよね。どこまで行けばみんなどこまで行けばみんなプライベートジェット乗るのやめてくれるのみたいな。I really don't know, but
we have high tolerance for heat, actually, I think. If the humidity is low.
Yeah, so like we're here complaining about the heat, right? Maybe like 30°, 31°, 32°, you know? And but there's no humidity. So once you go into the shade, it's not that hot, right? Like you can totally sit outside.
What's the humidity?
全然ない、パサパサ。During
like,
the summer.
Like 20% or 30% or...
I have no idea. But to the level where you can just go into the shade and you're comfortable.
But it rains a lot, right?
In the winter, not too much in the summer. It gets really dry.
It rains in the spring, right?
Yeah.
The humidity can't be that low. It's not like Arizona, where it's like it doesn't rain. Period. Well, it rains sometimes, but mostly not.
Here...
There's like green stuff, right? Some places, it's like everything's orange.
Yeah, it's not like that, but...
It's not the desert.
No.
So it must be like 40, 50% humidity.
Humidity, summer.
You want to know the relative humidity in London, I think.
November is... 81.
高っ。
April is 64.
Yeah, that's...
What is that in summer?
So dry places
summer
are...
でも summer も結構高いね。
Dry places are like 15%, you know? Like,
yeah,
that's
but
dry.
I mean dry, way drier than in Japan where like shades, no shades, yeah. It doesn't really matter.
But
right?
When
like
you say
you
pasa pasa,
just...
I'm thinking like...
Well, my
tens.
Skin feels pasapasa, but you know what I mean. So I was complaining the other day walking outside with my husband, like, oh my God, this is so hot, みたいな。 And then he said, 日本の夏こんな感じだったら最高なのにね、みたいな。 And I was like,
nice. It was nice today.
Oh yeah, 確かに。 Like, it's all about, you know, being used to something, right?
Wait, there's no cicadas there, huh? Are there?
No.
Do you hear it? So it doesn't sound like summer.
I heard them in Greece.
I don't know what it is, but as soon as the cicadas make noise, I'm like,
Mane.
It's summer. You know, it's like official.
そうだね。Or hanabi.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, 文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。Google Play Store または Apple の iTunes Store でダウンロードすることができます。あとは冒頭でお伝えした通りバイリンガルニュース .jp のサイトでグッズを販売しています。新しく暗闇で光る猫星人ステッカー2枚組セット、これ単体で買うこともできるんだけどちょっと送料がかかっちゃって意味が分かんないので合わせ買いをしていただくことをお勧めしたい。
I have it on my laptop right now, actually.
Oh, nice. あと、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
宿題、地味にちゃんと毎週出題してるので、ぜひやってみてください。これが 100% 毎回できるようになったら、かなり上達しているはず。めっちゃ本当に使う単語とか表現とかあとリスニングちゃんと聞き取れるかどうかいろんなことを自分で確認することができると思うのでやってみてください。アップルの製品持ってる人はね。
We have some upgrades coming.
Oh yeah, そうだね。 あ、そうだね。それすごい楽しみなんだけど、いや、それあってもっと楽しくなると思うので、お楽しみにしてください。終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。